smartphone apps. They can improve the old ways of doing things, but let's face it, innovation can also bring all sorts of unintended consequences. The World's Patrick Wynn has this report from Bangkok, where a very popular ride-hailing app has sparked some pretty nasty street fights.
So there's an American couple sitting in the back of a taxi, and they're nervously filming as some random guy is screaming and kicking the car door. The super angry guy, his shirt says, "Welcome to Chiang Mai." That's where they are. It's a touristy city with golden temples and cheap drinks. That is Northern Thai dialect for "get the F out of the car." He's talking to the driver, not the couple, but all of them freak out when the guy pulls out a steel pole.
Oh God, baby.
That's when the driver says, "Yeah, you gotta get out."
Okay, Mr.
Cancel.
He says he has to cancel the ride. So, what was that? Well, that was tech culture's crusade to disrupt, clashing with a very entrenched way of doing things in parts of Southeast Asia. The assailant, well, he drives a tuk-tuk, a motorized rickshaw that you can hire as a taxi. And he's mad because the car the couple was in was a different, newer kind of taxi service, a grab taxi.
Changing lives by changing transportation. Grab.
Grab is Southeast Asia's answer to Uber. The company is in 8 countries, worth billions of dollars, and it was started by 2 Harvard grads from Malaysia. It presents itself as a modern alternative to
poorly planned, inefficient public transport systems that cause pain for their citizens.
If you live in Indonesia or the Philippines or Thailand, Grab is just everywhere. That's the Grab theme song, performed by a mega famous teen girl group called BNK48. They're promoting a new Grab service, which makes a lot of sense in these super crowded capitals of Southeast Asia, and it's called Grab Bike. You push a few buttons on the app, someone on a motorbike shows up and zips you to your destination. They're singing, "No matter how bad the traffic, don't go nuts. Life is better with Grab." Not better for the guy with the steel pole, however, because it's killing his business. And there are a lot of people like him. They're saying, "Disrupt me, I can disrupt you right back." Video clips like this are all over social media in Southeast Asia. Some Grab driver getting accosted, told to scram, sometimes beat up. And it's usually by people who are directly affected by Grab Bike, like motorbike taxi drivers. In a city like Bangkok, on every corner, you'll find a crew of motorbike drivers. For a dollar or less, you hop on and they'll get you home by any means necessary. Weaving between cars, racing along sidewalks, they kind of own the streets. And their role in society has been unchallenged, until Grab Bike came along more than a year ago. Now, you get caught driving a Grab Bike on their turf, good luck. That's a Bangkok motorbike taxi driver named Lin telling me, "Yep, we try to catch them, and they usually run away. But if they resist, we'll talk sweetly at first," he says, "and if that doesn't work, we use force." Now, if that sounds harsh, consider this. To be a motorbike taxi driver in Bangkok, you have to get this proper official license and a special vest, which is usually bright orange. Getting one is grueling and expensive, says Nopadon. He's a 30-year veteran motorbike driver in Bangkok. Once you get your official vest, then you join a street crew, earning their respect by surviving scrapes on the road. You don't make much, but you matter. Without you, the city would cease to function. Now just imagine, some twerp with no crew, no special license, no vest, just a smartphone and a bike, he comes along?
ถามว่าโกรธไหมมันก็โกรธทุกคนแหละครับเราคิดอกเขาอกเราเลยครับถ้าเป็นคุณคุณจะโกรธไหม
Hell yes, it makes us angry, says Napadon. Walk a mile in our shoes.
คุณมาแย่งอาชีพอ่ะไม่ต้องง่ายๆเหมือนแบบ
You wouldn't be mad if it were you, he says. They're stealing our jobs. Bangkok's motorbike crews want the government to crack down on these grab bike drivers. And as politicians drag their feet, the frustration is growing. Motorbike taxi crews have been holding big protests. At this one, a guy grabs a mic and says, Brothers and sisters, I know we'd all like to see someone grab the owners of this company. Now, that probably means he wants them grabbed by cops and arrested. All of them, right to the top. At another big protest outside the company's office in Bangkok, motorbike crews brought along a giant funeral wreath. It was inscribed with a name, Anthony Tan, the startup's CEO. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok, Thailand.